Hello and welcome to NSTA, The Bus Stop. This is the official podcast of the National School Transportation Association, and I am Kurt Mackison, the executive director. And did you know that NSTA, The Bus Stop, recently celebrated its one-year anniversary and already has more than 10,000 podcast downloads? And NSTA 64, the monthly newsletter of NSTA, continues to be the membership feature that a majority of contractors believe is the most important membership benefit. With NSTA The Bus Stop and NSTA 64, our audience is your audience. Begin to hit your target audience of school bus contractors around the country by attaching your name to an organization that's been around for over 55 years. You can find an advertising rate sheet on our homepage at www.yellowbuses.org or email us at info@yellowbuses.org. Now today at NSTA The Bus Stop, I'm pleased to welcome John Barrington. He is the Director of Product Planning at the Bluebird Corporation. So, John, welcome to the bus stop.
Thank you. Thanks for having me. Good to be here.
Great. Now, I'm sure our listeners are always interested about the, you know, background of our guests. So why don't you tell them a little bit about, you know, the things that you've done in your career and how you landed at Bluebird?
Yeah, so I suppose you could say I'm a lifelong industry person. I started in the business with a Type A manufacturer. I started at Midbus in 1991. We were a Type A manufacturer in Ohio, but my father was in the school bus business, worked for a couple of OEMs and started in 1969 when I was a year old. So I really grew up around the manufacturing aspect of it. I know a lot of the NSTA members are family businesses, and there's lots of multi-generation. I just came at it from a little bit different direction than the contracting business. So for the 29 years that I've been in the business that I've actually gotten paid for work in it, I've spent roughly 23 of them on the OEM side or in the supplier side, but I did spend 7 years as a school bus dealer in a couple of different states. So I really have a kind of a lifelong history with it and enjoy it.
So, you know, as we say, you're someone who bleeds yellow.
Yes.
When did you actually realize that school bus was the right fit for you?
Well, So growing up around it, my dad was in engineering. I have a lot of memories of going, and he would take me to the office, and they had, you know, vehicles that they were working on or experimenting with, and, you know, playing with the warning lamps. And, you know, when you thinking about that, when I was a kid, my elementary school was right next to the lot where they had chassis parked. So when they would drive chassis down to get the bodies mounted, you know, every now and again, one would backfire when we were out playing on the playground, you know. So it's like it's always been a little bit there in my life. And I can say that, you know, I grew up, I went to school. I can't say I always planned to be in the business, but it was always there. There were always very interesting people. And once I really got involved in it, and once I took a job in the industry, the thing that really, the light switch that really went on for me is that the people, everybody that I know that's involved with it believes in the core purpose, you know, the safe transportation of school children. And they take that job seriously. So I've known that's a belief, you know, pretty much the entire time I've been in the business. And that's when I, like I say, once I started to really work for it, I saw that wasn't just, you know, a mythology. It's really what people believe. It's very easy business to fit in. And I always tell people that when I used to travel, it's a kind of unique business. And when I did a lot of traveling, you'd get on a plane, you know, how people talk to you, and, you know, what do you do? Well, I work for a school bus manufacturer. And it's always like, huh, well, I didn't realize, you know, I guess I didn't know people did that. And so it's always kind of a fun business to be part of. It's unique, you know, and I guess I just, you know, it's a right fit because you enjoy doing it.
Yeah, that's a great story. And we find that is the case in a lot of our guests. Now, I'm going to pivot a little bit because we do want to talk about Bluebird. You guys are a leading manufacturer when it comes to alternative fuels. You were the first manufacturer to market electric buses back in 1994. Maybe from your perspective, you can give us a little bit of background about the journey into alternative fuels.
Yeah. You know, I have a framed document in my office, and, you know, I suppose you could call it a mission statement. Well, I think it's a little longer form than that. It's called the Beliefs of the Bluebird Corporation. And it's basically 10 fundamentals of the philosophy of Bluebird as a company. I think it dates back, given a couple of little history, I think it dates back to about 1973, although I'm sure it probably existed before then. But one of the fundamental things that they talk about there is product leadership, and that product leadership is not just purchased. It's not inherited. You have to earn it. It has to be a living company philosophy. And so when I, you know, think about what we've done with alternative fuels and our history there and what our future is, I really think that that's kind of the bedrock of it. I think that our with alternative fuels is really kind of a cultural piece here at Bluebird. You know, we see it an absolute necessity when we see opportunities like this, not just to ask, well, you know, why would we do that? But why not? Why wouldn't we do something? And, you know, I think from a, you know, practicality standpoint, we've identified over the years that the market and the regulatory conditions in the industry have changed. We really see alternative fuels as a way to better approach how we do the job and how operators do the job of school transportation. You know, the industry, when it came to powertrains, really became kind of a one-size-fits-all for a period of time there, for the most part, with, you know, there's some exceptions. So the real need to diversify in order to compete, for us to compete as a company, but also as well as to improve the school transportation experience as a whole, I think that was definitely needed. And I think that's really what kind of has set us down the path. You know, we did electric in the mid-90s, and we've explored, we did CNG, we do propane, done gasoline now, and we're doing, you know, more electric now as well. So I really think it's just kind of our core culture of being a product leader.
Yeah, and that's interesting that, you know, you talk about your reminder that's on your office wall. I have one that's from John Wooden, and it's his pyramid of success. But I'm sure, you know, the pillars are mainly the same of, you know, if you do these things every day, you'll be successful. So I think that's interesting that, you know, you have that. And I think it also speaks well of, you know, Bluebird to have those pillars. Now, when it comes to alternative fuel options, maybe you can briefly explain why this should be important to the school bus contractor.
Yeah. So, you know, I talked about diversifying and kind of the diversity point that I was just mentioning. You know, school bus contracting has really become a nationwide thing. I mean, I think at one time it was more prevalent from one region to the other, but I'm certain that all 50 states now have contract operations. So that presents a variety of operating conditions. So that means that having a choice of fuel options, it gives contractors a real advantage to kind of to see, you know, what works in, you know, with this contract or in this given region, or, you know, what really makes the most sense. You know, for example, I think at, you know, one point diesel was universally the lowest priced fuel option for fleet operations. I mean, that's one of the reasons why the business became so diesel centric. But you move ahead to today, that's really not necessarily the case. You know, propane offers some cost savings, and gasoline in a variety of operating settings, they provide the most cost effective ways to run an operation. So it's really giving that contractor the diversity in their fleet to do what's best for what they need. You know, it's a really exciting time because I think, you know, right now we're at the front end, but eventually electric power is going to take its place up there, and it's every day it's becoming more and more of a viable option for customers out there.
Yeah, and NSTA is a big supporter of DERA, Diesel Emissions Reduction Act. And we, you know, we like to say that the one thing we like in particular about DERA is that it's energy source neutral. And so whatever area of the country is more conducive to one, you know, way to power the bus over another, we're supportive of that. So it's great that we're able to work, you know, with folks like Bluebird hand in hand in, you know, pursuing these alternative fuel vehicles.
Right. I mean, so particularly when you talk about the environment, I worked with somebody that used to say there is, you know, there's no silver bullet, but there's a lot of silver BBs. And I just think that's a great way to put it. There's a lot of ways to approach it. And just having that choice of how to do it is just can't be anything but a good thing.
Right. Absolutely. So we're going to pivot a little bit, but we're still going to be talking about the iconic yellow bus. But when we think of the yellow bus, we automatically think of safety, and those terms are pretty synonymous. So can you describe some of the things that Bluebird is doing in taking to put active safety features on their buses?
You know, yeah, I agree. Safety is kind of the cornerstone, really is the cornerstone of the industry. And, you know, along with that concept I mentioned earlier, it's not an inherited thing. It's something that we work on every day. So it's always something that we're looking to improve. Right now, I would say we have kind of two prongs here. The first, so much of what we have done in the past dealt with, you know, the physical, the inside of the bus and, you know, physically what's on the bus. But today that's kind of moved into safety features that, you know, deal with things outside and around the bus. So that means a, you know, a turn towards collision avoidance system, other things that aid drivers as they operate the vehicle and navigate through unsafe situations. So we've brought products to market. We will continue to bring products to market. We always have to try to balance that and see where those benefit, because the school transportation market has some unique characteristics. So you can't just, you know, adopt things haphazardly. So we always try to balance it with the operations and how they're used so that it brings a maximum benefit. The second thing I guess I'd mention, though, is that just because we're looking at the things outside, we continue to look at the traditional things as well. You know, I think we always need to be looking at the construction materials we use. You know, how can we improve things? How we improve the construction, some of the methods of how we put the vehicle together. The continuity of what a school bus looks like is obvious that to me that the design aspects related to safety have, you know, have always worked pretty well, but that doesn't mean we can't do better. And, you know, things that we've seen improvements in lighting, seating things, driver controls, all of those things have really been pretty dramatic.
Yeah, all great points. And we could definitely, you know, go on, you know, for a while talking about them. But, you know, before we wrap up, and because you have so much experience in the industry and, you know, have great insight, what do you see as the future of the yellow bus?
Well, you know, given the time we're in, I have to acknowledge that presently the industry is under quite a bit of stress. You know, I mean, the coronavirus has had a profound impact on, I think, all of us. It continues. And, you know, I don't think there's anything wrong with showing a little bit of concern, but I think it's very hard to definitively say right when we're in the middle of this thing, you know, what the long-term impacts of coronavirus are going to be. But, you know, I'm an optimist, and I see things like school buses using Wi-Fi as using hotspots so that kids that are learning remotely, I see those things out there. I see them delivering meals to kids. And so I think that what that really shows is the versatility and the vital necessity of the school bus as part of the learning experience. And I hope that that's what the people take away from it, that it's not just a service that's mandated and provided by a school, but that it's really on the front lines. And I think, you know, school buses are the most successful public transportation system in the United States. Contractors provide a key piece of it. And I think if we can work on and promote the well-established facts with regards to the safety of the product and really, you know, provide that school buses provide a visible community benefit, I think the industry will come through this. I think it will survive. And I hope that it evolves and expands. I really think there's a lot of good things that we can do that we're capable of doing. And I'm hoping that something like this will enhance those things and not make people look the other way.
Yeah, no, very well said, John. And you've been a great guest on NSTA, the bus stop. I appreciate you coming on. If folks want to learn a little bit more about Bluebird, where can they go to find that information?
So they can go to our webpage at bluebird.com. We're also on Facebook and Twitter. And so if they want to go there, they can find us, and we put things out there periodically, and we appreciate any kind of feedback people want to give. So I appreciate the NSTA having me on. So really, it's a great organization, a stalwart in the industry. So thanks again.
No, thank you for the kind words. Once again, John Barrington, he is the Director of Product Planning for the Bluebird Corporation in Georgia. John, thanks so much for joining us at NSTA, the bus stop.